Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1889, recorded on Thursday the 14th of January, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. Also included in this week is your EDP Norfolk Memory Stick. This part of Chatterbox is read by
Alison Applin
and Brian Clark. This week we welcome new listeners Lillian Peggy Wink of Stelham and Alan Albrow, Phyllis Wallace and Audrey Everett of Norwich. Hello. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature which this week introduces a mosque in Norwich City. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
It is not often that Chatterbox volunteers and listeners feature in the local news, but this week three have been mentioned in the evening news and their photos have appeared as well. We can't show you the photos, but the stories follow. First, we will hear about a campaign to save the Owl Sanctuary, a Norwich pub set up by ex-volunteer sound recordist Dan Hawcroft. Then we will hear about fundraising for the Norfolk Lymphoma Group, whose president is David Cook. You'll hear from David shortly, as he reads in part two this week. And finally, Emma Jay, one of our listeners, hit the front page of the evening news. You'll soon hear why. But first, the story featuring Dan Hawcroft.
A campaign is underway to safeguard the future of a popular Norwich pub and music venue, which is due to close at the end of the month. The Owl Sanctuary will shut its doors on January the 31st, to the disappointment of legions of music fans and its manager, who said the building he leases was sold without his knowledge. The Cattle Market Street venue has been bought by Richard Pratt, who also owns the building occupied by Waring's, the furniture shop and cafe next door. Dan Hawcroft, who set up the Owl Sanctuary 2014, said the venue would now be closing. He said, "It's been a nightmare. We only found out just before Christmas that it had been sold. The first thing I knew was when I got a call from Mr. Pratt saying I would be paying him rent, and it turned out that a deal had been done in August." Mr. Hawcroft said he had had a verbal agreement with the previous landlord to extend the lease beyond March, when it is due to expire. He said, "We created one of the most respected DIY venues in the country. We did the first ever sold-out gig by slaves, who have gone on to great things, and we've had bands from all over the world. There's some great bands coming up in Norwich, and if they're not nurtured at grassroots level, how are they ever going to break out?" Mr. Hawcroft added that the Norwich Soup Movement, which provides support for the homeless, also uses a room at the venue, so they will need to find a new base. Mr. Pratt said he had been trying to buy the property from its previous owner, Roger Watkins, for 3 or 4 years as an investment. He said, "I have no plans for the property at the moment, but it is common knowledge that I have planning permission for the building next door, Waring's." He said Mr. Hawcroft's lease had always been due to expire in March, saying, "He has not been told to leave. It's his decision to leave. His lease is until the end of March, and there is no option in the contract to extend that. He knew that when he agreed the lease with Mr. Watkins." The Norwich branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, is drawing up a submission to Norwich City Council to get the pub declared an asset of community value. That affords a degree of protection to pubs and was instrumental in saving the Marlpit pub. Neil Bowers from CAMRA said it would be a crying shame to lose the venue.
A concert by a local wind band has helped raise funds for a Norfolk-based cancer charity. When the Silos Wind Band performed at the United Reformed Church in Ipswich Road, Norwich, £250 was raised for local charity, the Norfolk Lymphoma Group, NLG. The charity, which was set up in 2001, offers support and guidance to people affected by lymphatic cancers in the region through literature, a free helpline, buddy schemes and more. The event came about through a chance meeting between the group's president, David Cook, and band members. Mr. Cook said that the £250 raised at the concert will go a long way to helping the group in its work. The money raised will be used to help us save up to fund a Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital nurse to learn more about lymphoma, he added. It costs £2,000 to train a nurse to become a specialist lymphoma nurse, so we are keen to help fund this.
Most people are surrounded by loved ones on their birthday, but not everyone gets to celebrate with their great-great-grandchildren. Emma Jay from Norwich spent her 100th birthday at Norwich's Assembly House at a surprise party organised by her family. Among the guests were her two daughters, Sue Took and Jenny Thornton, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren and six great-great-grandchildren. Those who dropped in to wish her well included her oldest friend who had been in her life since 1947, family members from New Zealand via video link and even the cast of Theatre Royal's pantomime, Snow White. Mrs. Jay said, "This is all such a surprise, and it's so lovely. I got my card from the Queen too, and we are going to see the pantomime. I have only been once before in my life." Having lived in Norwich for a century, Mrs. Jay is the eldest of 13 siblings and married her late husband, Bob, in the city in 1940. Unable to pick her most memorable incident from the last 100 years, she said, "It has been every single moment. I never thought I would get here."
Castle Mall Shopping Centre in Norwich has launched an investigation after an allegation that one of its security guards threw a cold bucket of water onto a group of homeless people. A Facebook post, which has been widely shared, alleges that a member of Castle Mall security laughed as they threw the water on people sleeping in the doorway on the evening of the 10th of January. A spokesperson from Castle Mall Shopping Centre in Norwich has said that after reviewing CCTV and taking statements from security officers, there is no evidence whatsoever that any of our team were involved in any such incident. The message on the People's Picnic Facebook page said, "Not only did he leave them in soaking wet clothes, freezing and exposed to harsh declining temperatures, but also drenched their sleeping bags, which were the only other means of keeping them warm." The post was shared 537 times and has received 184 comments. People's Picnic is a group that serve food to the homeless and hungry in the city. A spokesperson from the shopping centre said, "In 1 minute we had 15 bad reviews. It's a witch hunt, really, and I want to know what is going on and what happened. We continue to investigate, as this is an extremely distressing allegation which we take very seriously."
The Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, NNAB, has raised a three-figure sum at a collection held in the city supermarket. On December the 19th, NNAB held a collection at Sainsbury's Queen's Road, Norwich, raising £274. Money raised will go towards accommodation and care, community visiting services and activities for visually impaired and blind people in Norfolk. While in-store, NNAB representatives also spoke to customers, raising awareness for the charity.